into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the premiere show of the originals titled Rebirth. I am your host, Cortez West, and I have some beautiful, beautiful other hosts with me today. I'm kind of excited. I'm not only testosterone in the room, but okay, it doesn't matter. But anyways, I have the lovely sitting right next to me,
Tiana Hobson. Hey, guys.
Hi, Tiana. It's good to see you, girl.
It's so good to
see you.
She's
new to the panel.
Yes, she is.
New to the panel. Yay for me.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, guys. I'm Roxy Stryer, and I'm not so new to the panel, but I'm very happy to be back. Thank gosh we're back from this hiatus.
She's my little wolf.
Aww. Isn't that just so sweet?
That was so nice.
But if you heard that voice, that is the lovely, our special guest for today, the wonderful Natalie Dreyfuss.
Hi, guys.
I had to pause on that. Yes. Dreyfuss. I had to make sure I had that correct. Yeah, hi, Natalie. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're so beautiful in person.
Oh, she
thank
is.
You. I saw you say that little wolf comment, and mm-hmm. it warmed my heart. We were just watching the show, mm-hmm. and Phoebe's character is called Little Wolf, and she said, yeah. I just want someone to call me Little Wolf.
Because isn't that the cutest nickname?
And he it made is. Her yeah. wish come true. Yeah,
that's why I'm going to see him. But I'm still single.
I'm stepping up the testosterone at the table. He's doing a good job.
I'm thinking, though, it's going to be hard to figure out what we should call you while you're sitting here because you have so many names. So you are so many different people.
Oh, my character?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in life, I just have the one.
I know.
Just call me Nat. Wait, do you hate when people call you that?
No, I like it.
Oh, really?
It makes me feel like you know me.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So when I see you at the Grove somewhere, I'm going to say, Nat!
Yeah, I'm like, hey!
They'll be moving around like,
hey, you weird guys, screaming my name like you know right? me, but you don't.
You probably won't recognize me because every 3 months I have a
different hair. Yeah. I was going to say that because when I saw your pictures online, I saw nothing but long
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, when people Google me, they're like, who are you? Because I always look a different person. Even like close friends will right. say, like, they'll see me and be like, hey. I'm like, oh, hey.
Why wow. do you change your look so much for shows?
Yeah, it's work. Because? I mean, it's, you know, for fun as well, but usually, like, there'll be a job that, like, was a big heartbreak. I didn't get it. And I'll be like, I'm cutting all my hair off.
Yep.
And then I'll start anew. And then, you know, they're like, okay, well, this witch is brunette. I was platinum blonde when right. I started the originals.
Really?
Yeah, like platinum blonde.
Oh, wow.
So that was a big change. So most of my close friends have no idea who I am.
But I like the show. Look, it looks good on
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I think and you, long.
The most surprising part for me was that you don't have an accent.
Yes.
Right now because...
Why?
Because on the show, it's like, I don't know, you sound, different. You know, you sound different and there's that slight accent
to be
there.
A, yeah, well, I'm playing a 2,000-year-old woman.
Yeah. So
she's so ancient.
And she's British. So the woman that played her before me is British. So I'm mm-hmm. like, so I had to kind of decide quickly.
You decided.
Yeah, what decide. I wanted to be. I do a lot of this. I don't know if you see, when yeah. you watch mm-hmm. the show. I'm kind of always holding
it's very
it.
Proper.
I feel like this is what Esther does. That was my own decision. That my hands are always a little bit like this. But yeah, I usually play a teenager. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a teenager in life, so this is a nice break.
Well, you do look very young.
I do.
Which is great
yeah.
for yeah. casting purposes. That's but right. now being so a 2,000-year-old woman is a little different for you.
It is very
you're
different.
Playing much older.
I've been playing, I'm playing much, much older than any human. And it's fun. It's nice. I try to be more proper in my... My speech.
Right. Let's just do this for this. This
I know, right.
And in honor of Esther.
I feel like I'm in a choir right now.
So before we go into your character as Cassie P, I feel like I'm in a hallway. Before I go into your character of Cassie P, I know I wanted to talk about your other two shows. What was it? The Secret Life of American Teenagers mm-hmm. and what is it? Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you talk about your characters on that show.
Yeah, I did Secret Life. I was on their last season on ABC Family and we finished.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Finished a few months before I started the originals, and it was just a great experience. Again, I was playing a teenager. Teenage prostitute.
Oh, gosh.
That's my specialty. I think it's fun to play a teenager, but this is, like I said, a nice break. Getting to play an adult when I look so young is really a cool thing for me. And I didn't actually know that I was playing an adult until I was on the plane to the originals.
Oh, yes.
So that was a cool realization. I auditioned originally with Davina Sides.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had no idea. They keep it very secretive. Okay. And then I just did an episode of Two Broke Girls. It's just one episode. Mm-hmm. A guest spot playing a frenemy of Beth's character on that show. And it's a live show, so you shoot in front of a live audience, which is my favorite medium.
I would love that too.
Yeah, I did that for a couple years. In 2008, I did a Lifetime series called Rita Rocks, and since then, I've been dying to get back to my roots, which is live comedy, and it's so rare, and I got a chance to do that again over at Warner Brothers this past month, and it was so fun.
Okay.
So
you're a big Warner Brothers fan these days, and they're helping.
I really love Warner Brothers. Yeah, Peter Roth, I love you. But it was great, and the cast was super sweet. I know you said you were a big Beth fan.
Yeah, you know, a little plug for our producers here, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. They're very close with Beth, and she was actually in their movie Adventure of Serial Buddies, which you guys should go check out. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, all over the place. Maria's in it as well. It has an amazing cast. It's a really, really funny movie, and Beth was in it. She's been here a bajillion times. She's such an awesome girl, so... like you were saying, it's such a small world. Everybody's kind of connected in a certain way.
Yeah, we're all one step away from each other. But she's awesome and so much fun to work with. We had a great time. And they were, both her and Kat Dennings were incredibly welcoming and kind. And you never know when you get to a new set what it's going to be like. Both of those girls were incredibly nice. So it was just like, my mom knows, like, she's here with me today. She knows that, like, I was on cloud nine that entire week. I had the best week.
And you said something similar about going to the original set, saying that everybody was so awesome to work with, which is great to hear, because obviously we're such big fans of the shows. I love hearing that in real life they're awesome people too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mostly work with the boys, but
your children, you mean?
My children. My sons.
Yeah, your sons.
Is that from being the teenage prostitute, or that didn't carry over? Okay.
Vampires / ancient vampires,
right.
Surprisingly, I'm working with Mormon now that I'm 2,000 years old.
Wow.
But they're my babies.
Your babies.
They call me Ma.
They call you Ma on the set, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
So I have my four sons, and they're all just more handsome than the next one. They're just, like, the coolest guys and, 30-something gorgeous men.
Well, you don't have to be on set to see how beautiful they are. I mean,
it's not a bad gig.
Yeah, no. I don't feel bad for you. I'm not sitting here feeling any...
I'm kind of feeling envy towards you right now. That's what I'm feeling. Those are my feels.
You want a white oak steak?
I want a white oak steak you right now and take over. Or maybe I'll just, like, inhabit your body, like a traveler or something.
Like everyone else does?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of white oak, let's just jump right into it. The main scene that comes up is one of my favorite characters before I met Natalie today, you know, by the way. Rebecca is reading to the baby. Aww.
Okay, guys, I just get so nostalgic every time I see Claire Holt. Like, I can't deal with the fact that she's not with us all of the time. Obviously, she's one of my favorite characters on the show. Mm-hmm. I've said that from day one. I'm coming over from Vampire Diaries. Now we're on Originals. I love her. I think she's amazing. So the fact that we opened with her and she's doing this, I was like, yes!
I was ecstatic,
yes. Yes, here she is. And later on, we can talk about some news and gossip about her, but I was very excited to see her tonight. Mm-hmm. And it was really sweet. She was talking to Hope, and she's saying...
The King Story. I call it The King Story. Was that the name of it? I don't even think there was a name.
That's just you. You made
that.
Yeah,
this is me. Boom.
But
hashtag
it was
The King Story.
Writing credit.
Loosely based on true events about her father.
And by loosely, you mean actually what happened.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if you think about this baby's life, baby Hope, Hope is born into the world, and 30 seconds later, Hope's mother has her throat sliced. So that's a win for Hope right there.
Yes.
And then now Hope's good night stories are tales of her parents and what all of this horrible things. I'm thinking that Hope's going to turn out to be a pretty screwed up kid.
She's young.
I mean, hopefully she won't remember most of
us. Maybe she'll be okay. She's got a lot of loving people around her.
But we talked about last season.
And her name's Hope, so.
That's true.
Yeah. There's
Hope.
That's true.
There's Hope. You know, we did talk about last season. We didn't really know. You know, there was all of this hype around this baby coming out. We didn't know if this baby was going to come out and be like Benjamin Button. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't know.
That's your imagination. Yeah. That's amazing.
We really, yeah.
You should write a show.
We run wild here. So we didn't know. Is this baby, or what's going to happen? Is this baby going to come out and like be Wolf? Or be, you know, we really don't know. And we still don't know much about the baby. Yes. It's a mystery. I wonder how much of the baby we're even going to see this season.
Right.
I guess it depends on how much Rebecca we're going to see.
Yeah.
That plays a part, but I think we're going to see a lot of Rebecca because
should I tickle torture it out of you?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, she's like, nope, I'm not seeing anything.
So next we see Elijah meets with the, I call her the Francesca's goons, which he finds out by the ring. You see, so they're trying to buy this building that we turned out and realized they was really using that building to get back at Francesca.
Well, that didn't come until later.
Right, but we found out. That's what I just said. See how you do it?
Yeah, but they are there with these rings. There's the 12 rings. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was gruesome. This was gruesome. I know we're not there yet, but I can't mention the 12 rings without seeing the image of the hand getting sliced off.
Ooh. Well, forgive me, because I thought I should have gone back and watched like the last three episodes of last season. Before I watched
so much happened.
The story is so dense. I mean, we have someone on set that is just there to fill in all of those gaps in our mind where we're like, wait a second, what is this aspect of this part of the story? Because it's so convoluted. Like, you have to know everything from Vampire Diaries to come into this new show. So it is, I mean, you can go back and catch up, but there'll still be things that,
I mean, the
creators are so into this world. Like, it's just a very interesting process.
That's what I love so much about our fans, too, and the fans of the show. You know, they know everything, which is why we do feel comfortable coming on here and saying that, because they'll tell us, they'll be like, you know what you missed?
Yes.
And then they'll give us a whole, you know, all these things. Because people are watching the show on repeat.
Right.
On repeat, over and over and over again. You know, I watched the episode twice. There are people out there who have watched it now 20 times.
Right.
And it just aired last night. So it's insane.
The feeling on set, too, when you're working, we're very, like, collaborative. And, you know, if someone catches something and you're like, you know what? Six episodes back, you said this. And I don't know if you remember, but, like, everyone's, we help each other out a lot. And we're like, I don't know if you'd react that way to me. Like, especially for my character, now I'm playing the mother, and I was explaining that to you, that I have to have my relationships in my head as an actor with each child. So, you know, with Claire's character, I haven't met her yet. Mm. And now with all my three boys, I have to figure out which character, you know, what were they like as kids? What was that like for me raising Elijah? What was that, you know, what was he like as a child? And that's a really interesting thing for me. So he'll help me out with that too. And he'll be like, you know, in the past I've been this very stubborn person, and that maybe this is from this aspect of my childhood. And so that's really interesting. We have to go all the way back to that time period with this family.
It's not just one backstory you're creating, it's like a whole
And you want to be faithful for the fans.
I got a lot of grief on last season about me not watching The Vampire Diaries.
Oh, I did not know that about you.
I was just about to ask
We wanted Cortez to come in fresh though, because that's why we wanted him to come on as a host, because we wanted to see if somebody could be a standalone fan of the originals.
Exactly. He can,
because he is.
And it was only because of Netflix, but still, there was nothing else to watch, and I was like, the originals. And I like vampires. Every Halloween, I wanted to be a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it, and I just fell in love.
Yeah.
And I still have not watched The Vampire Diaries because of the comments from last season.
No, it's because I love that you are an originals fan.
Exactly. That's why I was like, you know what? I'm not going to watch it. I like the fact that people are coming and say, Cortez, you should go back and watch this because da-da-da-da. And when they say certain things, like what was the name of the book last season? That... some book.
What, the which book?
Yeah, yes. I can't think of the name of the book.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, so they let me know about little things, and it helps me to understand different characters on the originals. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think I agree. I think you can, as a fan, you can come in and watch the originals without having all of the backstory of Vampire Diaries and still enjoy it because it's really focused on this family. Mm-hmm. And I think that's nice for people to know, too. Like, you don't have to have binge-watched Vampire Diaries to come in and watch the originals. You can just start fresh.
Good. See, don't hate me anymore. Don't give me any more.
No,
bad.
No one hates you. No.
But now, so we go in and we see Klaus is having a fit. I think maybe because he's in hideout, he was trying to find hobbies to really occupy his time.
I think he's going stir crazy, just like Francesca is. Yes. You know, he's trapped inside. Klaus's initial thing for everything is to retaliate.
Yes.
You know, that's his first instinct is to go like. Do something evil to someone after they've wronged him, you know? And you have, you know, his brother is telling him, no, let's lay low, let's figure out, like, our plan of attack. We're going to come about this smart, which, I mean, in the long run, pays off, you know? But for Klaus, this is so anti-against everything that he usually stands for. So, you know, it is frustrating
that
for him.
That goes back to, like, his childhood stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, as his mother.
I love how you fell into that. I love it.
And I'm kind of a maternal human being anyway. I just want children so bad.
Oh, gosh.
So playing a mother is just so fitting for me. But yeah, when I, like, honestly, when as an actor, I came into it and I was like, how does that relate to how, what was it like to raise him? Was he always that kid? And yeah, I think he was always that kid from day one. And later in the season, you'll get to see some flashbacks of them as children, and that's going to be really fun because you get to really see how they came to be the people that we know and love.
Yeah, because I remember flashbacks of Klaus.
Exactly. And he's always been that kid. He's always used violence and acted out. And Elijah's always been much more conniving and, you know, wait, let's do this the right way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's always been their relationship.
I love the flashbacks on the show. I've always loved the flashbacks.
You remember the flashback when, because Klaus and Rebecca were very close when they were younger. He gave her a horse, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong with that. But when they were younger, he gave her something. And that's when his father attacked him in the woods. Remember, like, beat him in the woods.
We're going to see a lot of that scene coming up in this season.
Right.
It's a really intense moment for the whole family, that scene specifically.
How is Klaus on set?
Joseph is such a kind human being. Like, he's an incredibly gentle, well-spoken, sweet man. And I was telling you guys when we were watching it, I was like, he's always at this intensity.
So
it doesn't matter if it's 5 a.m. He brings it every take, every time. He's always doing it.
Same character.
Even when, you know, we do a lot of off-camera stuff. So let's say the camera's behind your shoulder and you're him. He's still giving me exactly what he would give me if the camera was on him.
Right.
And every single time he's that committed to this, he's an incredible person to work with.
And
fun.
Out, though.
And yeah, it's super helpful for your own coverage, but also just as an actor, he'll give you new stuff, you know, and he's playing my son. So he messes with me like he would mess with his mom.
Awesome.
So we have this cool relationship and I'll mess with him too. Like I like to do that. Nothing will thrill me. So I'm like, yeah, bring it. Go to your room.
I want to go back to what you said though about that scene being very intense because I'm curious now. I'm a little bummed when we have flashbacks. You're not going to be you.
Right.
Because you're going to be Esther, as Esther, who's also great, obviously. But is that strange for you to watch somebody else film something that is your character?
It was strange for us to meet each other, for sure, playing the same person.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because, you know, it's just like any other character that anyone else has ever played before that you now get a chance to put your input and your stamp on it.
Right.
You know, as an actor, that's fun for you. And I think seeing what she's done with it, a lot of that kind of hand motion and whatever, being very proper and trying to change my voice a little bit from how I normally sound, that comes from trying to do her justice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we go in and we see Marcel and Cammy together. What do you all think about them still being together?
I know I'm new to this panel, and I don't know how everyone feels, but the character of Cammy, I've never been a fan of.
Everyone says that. She said that last season as well.
All right, just making sure. Roxy and I usually are on the same wavelength, but I had to get that out there in the open.
Well, she's not one of my children, so.
She's going to let us talk about her.
Here's the thing about her, and I said this the entire time. It has nothing to do with the actress.
No.
I don't understand the character. I don't feel as if she's moving the plot forward, mm-hmm. and so sometimes I'm like, what exactly is she here for? I keep waiting for something.
I think you're going to be more satisfied this season.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because it's almost because she was the only human. Everybody kept just, like, messing with her.
Yeah.
I was like, I want her to be tough and awesome. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that she wasn't those things. It just, I didn't see why they wrote her part.
Well, mm-hmm. part of it was mainly for the premiere episode, for one, it builds you up to be that way, because I remember you writing her out. You were just like, okay, she's going to be gone.
I thought she was going to die.
Yeah. I remember you writing her out. But I remember also in this premiere, she also helped them with getting the rings.
She did, and she is being more helpful. Mm-hmm. I also think another reason I don't like her is because I'm coming over from Vampire Diaries, and I am so obsessed with hashtag Claroline. Mm-hmm. So that's Klaus and Caroline. I'm so obsessed with their relationship.
You have said that a lot today.
Yeah, yes. No, I love them. They're like, I love them so much. I mean, if you could do me a favor and tell your son that he needs to go and find Caroline,
go back to
Mystic
Falls,
for me.
Get her, bring her back.
And then invite me to the wedding. That would be really nice. But anyway, I love them together, and I see sparks between Cammy and Klaus. Okay. I do. And I know right now Cammy's with Marcel, which I much prefer. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want her to be with Klaus. I want Klaus to be with Caroline.
They have some steamy scenes.
I mean, it's a nice way to wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning.
My first table read with the group, Charles was not in town, so he was on the phone when they were doing those, like, love scenes. So he's on speakerphone, and they're, like, doing this very intimate scene.
No.
Like, oh, it was so funny. I was like, what is happening?
Wow.
You're welcome to the show. Okay.
Where Marcel ends up asking about Klaus, at this time, Klaus is still in hideout, and then she actually mentions to him about Davina. Davina's back in school.
Right.
And trying to live a regular life. She left the pack.
Exactly. So about the Klaus thing, just for anybody who didn't go back and rewatch, just to refresh everybody's memory. So although Marcel helped Klaus get his baby out of town, the reason that Klaus let Marcel help him is because Marcel agreed to then be compelled to forget that the baby was actually alive. Mm-hmm. So anybody who is like, well, I thought Marcel knew, he helped. That's why. So Marcel was compelled afterwards and doesn't know that the baby is still alive.
Okay, thank you for that.
So, yeah, sorry, keep no, because it gets to be confusing because you're like, wait, I can remember this part. But I don't. So he did help, but then he was compelled. And so Cammy and Marcel really don't know what's going on with Klaus. We also saw last season this scene between Cammy and Klaus. Cammy comes to Klaus. He's sitting and he's like crying at the bar because he really is mourning, because although he didn't lose his child did not die, he did lose his child.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes and she says what she says, and he says, you know, we can't be friends and I did lose my child. So neither of them know what actually happened. Which brings us to where we are, which is why Cammy and Marcel are like, what's really going on here?
That's true.
But like, why hasn't he gotten revenge?
Their relationship to me is just, it doesn't click. There's no chemistry.
Marcel and Klaus?
Marcel and Cammy.
Marcel and Klaus are the best bromance.
Yeah.
I was just making sure he wasn't talking
about. Yeah, I wasn't talking about Marcel and Klaus. Yeah, I actually like them together.
Okay. Every time Marcel and Klaus were on the screen together, you were like, oh, I love them together.
Oh.
I love them together. That's so cute. It was so much fun watching with these guys. Like, they're so sweet, and like, they really love the show. It's so much fun to watch it with you guys.
We have to pause it and stuff because we get so animated, and I'm like, we're screaming, and I'm like, shh, I can't eat.
Let's catch up on what that was. Where was that key? Was it in her mouth? No, it was on the wall. She's like, all right.
But I always pick out a line that I knew that the writer threw in there just for you to go, wow. He, like when he told her to get, I was like,
uh-huh. That's true.
Are you sorry, Roxy drinking? Just took a sip of her water and completely missed her mouth. I don't know.
It's fine. Just make fun of me. I always take that role. That was you hilarious. Know.
You're now drenched.
I'm literally soaking wet.
I have like a mom instinct. This is emotionally. Oh,
I love it. Stay in character at all times.
I know. I'm very motherly.
Wow. So now we know that Davina is doing okay, trying to live a regular life. She goes to a record store. She's into rock music.
I just have to say, Danielle is the sweetest.
I mean,
she is just the cutest, sweetest person.
I just keep calling her a munchkin. She's just such a munchkin. Like, I just want to...
She's the warmest, like, she was just so cute. As soon as I got on set, she was like, welcome! Just so kind.
And you said she's the youngest.
Yeah, makes all the difference when someone treats you like that. So I just think it's always nice to be like, hey, world, this girl's incredibly sweet and good.
And talented and beautiful. So.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah, those two things are...
So at the record store, I see that she meets Joe. Well, she doesn't meet Joe. She meets Caleb.
Yeah. Oliver?
Not
this time at the record
but
store.
But the guy who works at the store, Joe. Oliver came in and actually let us know who he was, but I forgot.
Oliver was part of Cammy, or...
No, I know who Oliver was.
Oliver basically came in. Joe's behind the counter. Oliver comes in and he shows pictures, basically saying, I know you're a vampire and you're not allowed to be here.
Got it.
And I'm going to kill you.
So Joe now understands that his life, as he knows it, is over. And it's kind of a sad episode because, you know, we've loved that character and he's been there for a long time and, you know, we now have to realize that he's giving up his life. He's like, I've had a good run.
We are off Marcel's people.
Yeah.
It's really hurting me.
Well, even being on the set, you know every week someone's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So every week you're like, not it. Like, it's such a nice place to work. You're like, I don't get bit today. Like, you never know.
Yeah. Right. And of course,
stabbed.
I love when shows aren't afraid to kill people off because then it does keep us on our toes. But like you're saying, you know, you fall in love with these characters and then they go.
Well, you never know. That's the fun thing about supernatural work. And I've done supernatural stuff before. Like I did True Blood. And you can, there's so much leeway with being able to come back. You know, there's never a real ending to anything. And so, you know, when you go to work on something like that, you know, be the best version of yourself at all times. Always, like, you know, be caring, be kind, be hardworking.
Because then they're going to want to ask you back.
Yeah, be happy to be there while you have the chance. And then, you know, you might be able to get back in. And it's great. And everyone has that attitude there. And we're not all completely overworked either because, you know, there's so many storylines and then there's so many rotating characters.
Yeah. That's good to know as an actor as well. So
yeah, it's really nice. It's just such an unexpected thing when you walk in. We shoot in Atlanta and most of the time I've worked here in LA and I was born here. So getting the chance to travel for work is really interesting. And then when I got there and realized that this family of people is so kind and fun, it was just such a relief. So, like, I have to get back on a plane and, you know, leave my life for... And I never know how long because they don't tell me how many episodes. So, I'm going back and I don't know when I'm coming home. And it's that's fine. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to go.
How do you pack for that?
Yeah, it's hard. Like,
well, you're shopping for jeans, though, remember?
I know. You go buy new stuff, exactly. Right. You'd figure out a way to do laundry, basically.
I know, right?
But I usually bring, like, a half-empty suitcase and come home with, like, 7 suitcases. You know, I've been shopping on my days off.
We're going to get right back into it, but I wanted to ask you this. Speaking of traveling, when did you find out that you were playing Esther? That you were going to be Esther.
They keep things very quiet. Mm-hmm. So I was reading the script on the plane on the way to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I found out.
Wow.
And so I had very limited amount of time to get caught up on like everything that Esther's ever been through. But luckily, the fans are so loyal and dedicated and passionate about the show. There is a wealth of information online on fan blogs just about every aspect of these stories. So that was really simple. Everything, there was clips and like all kinds of relationship information and backstory that I could access on the plane, which was awesome.
Yeah, that's
so true. By the time I landed, I'd done 8 hours of research, you know, just on what I was going to be playing. And I was super excited. And they handed me a lot of, you know, Vampire Diaries CDs or DVDs that I could watch. But I was like, no, I'm caught up, you know. And they were like, oh, great. Awesome.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It didn't work. I was like, yeah, I'm super excited to be here. And really Every day I'm like the little puppy on set. I'm like all excited to be there. And I love this job.
I love people that love their jobs. It's really nice to hear.
We're so lucky. Yeah. We're so lucky to be able to do this.
Wow. So the next scene we see you as Cassie with Francesca. So at this time you're playing the side to be on Francesca's side. And would you have your own plot?
Yeah. Actually. So I'm always Esther. Mm-hmm. But I have to act like I'm Cassie. Yeah. So as Natalie, I'm acting as Esther as Cassie.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a fun thing for my brain. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm
it's
trying.
Like Sudoku.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of.
It's
a mind puzzle. Yeah, so I with the Francesca character, I want everyone to believe that I'm Cassie. I'm just a teenage witch that was resurrected. And it's a really powerful place for Esther to take over this town. She can get in with everyone because no one has any idea who she is.
Got it.
So basically what I'm taking from this is everybody has their plan and nobody else knows each other's plan.
Basically, yeah.
So you have your plan and now we have Klaus and Elijah who have their plan and then the wolves. Marcel has his own plan with Josh, kind of. And then the wolves have their plan. Sort of.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. It's just no one knows that there's, first of all, me throwing a wrench into things because I just look like a teenager.
Or Michael.
Like, okay, we're not worried about this teenager. And then we have Michael, who no one knows is locked up there.
Right.
So, and then there's a couple things like the White Oak Stake we mentioned earlier that throw wrenches into things. Because
We mentioned it when I asked if she was going to stab it into you.
Stab me.
Yeah.
Because of the handsomeness of the man.
Yeah, of her sons. Which I guess I don't want to be you because I want to be with your sons.
You don't want to kill me as Natalie. You want to kill me as Esther as Cassie.
Or you could be Haley because she's been with both sons. Does that help?
Sometimes a good bloodline is a good bloodline, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's my bloodline, I know.
So you did some good work there.
Thank you.
So answer this for me. Okay, so I see why Cassie is with Francesca, right?
Right.
But I don't understand, and maybe you guys can help me out, because I know I'm not the only one that did not watch Vampire Diaries. Why isn't Vincent with you? Along with Francesca in the whole ordeal.
Well, if that scene in the pilot in the first episode when I'm in Francesca's house, I walk out and Vincent's right there.
Right. So I was wondering, is he a part of with Francesca or he's just your?
I don't think it would make sense. Okay. I think it would be suspicious if Vincent was part of that team of people because the only reason I'm there is because she's using me as a witch to find the stake
because she thinks that you're
me to. Cast a spell and find it right away because she wants to know where it is. So she thinks that she's using me. I'm actually there to take her down.
Right.
So at this point, what powers do you have?
Witch powers.
I'm pretty
much... Do you have all Esther's powers?
Yeah, I'm pretty much one of the most powerful people there. Right. I created vampires back in the day. The whole story behind Esther, I don't know if everyone probably knows this, but the basic story with Esther is that... one of her children passed away when they were young, and she was so devastated by that that she created a spell to make her children immortal. And it was out of love that she did this, and she created these monsters and ended up making vampires and then making them into vampires, and they developed a thirst for human blood. So... at this point, she has realized that she made this mistake and kind of cursed the earth with these vampires and needs to correct it. So everything that I do as Esther is out of love for my children, and it's just I know that I've made this mistake, and if I could just just take down my own children, then everyone who's sired to them is also going to be taken down. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I could wipe the slate clean, wipe the earth clean of everything that I did to it. If I could just take my children down.
It's so interesting because you always hear different actors and actresses and coaches, whatever it is, say that in order to play a role, you can't judge it. You have to really feel as if you're living in it. And we look at Esther as kind of a villain.
Right.
But
I don't.
You don't look at Esther as a villain.
Yeah, I honestly don't because I mean, I understand where she's coming from and that she... did everything that she did out of love, and she's going to fight really hard to explain that to the kids in the next coming episodes because, you know, she's really... And I honestly believe her. I get it. You know, she was devastated by the loss of a child, which I can't imagine. And I have such that maternal instinct anyway that I understand it. She was trying to protect them, and they turned into these incredible monsters and have caused just havoc on the planet. So she's trying to do right by them and fix this now. So this is her best bet, is to hijack Cassie's body and hide in a teenage body so no one knows that it's her.
Where does her relationship stand with Michael?
We don't know.
Oh my god, you're in my head.
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
We really haven't dealt with that, honestly. And I, you know, Sebastian plays Michael, and we were staying in the same hotel, so we had dinner and we talked about it a little bit. But we really haven't dealt with that, and I think her main focus is not about Michael at all. It's really about taking care of the kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't mean to put you on the spot. I just wonder because
I feel like they're after the same thing.
Yeah. We wondered too, and we were wondering if we would get a chance to meet.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I think
so
it
we'll
is.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I hope
love
it
to
is.
See that after all these centuries.
Plus, I'd love
Esther
to work with
Michael.
Sebastian because he's awesome. He's so cool. Yeah.
Seems
that
maybe that's what you're going back for.
We'll see.
Ooh.
I know, but I can't say.
we'll see.
Wow.
The tickle torture's coming. Just
wait. So after you get with your son, Vincent, who's actually Finn, you let him know that Francesca's actually, she's on her scary toes right now. She's scary.
Yeah, it was a fun scene to play because I was in there, you know, and I'm trying to act like I'm scared of her. And then I walk out and I'm like, she's on road.
as your arms were, you were like this walking.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was kind of hard to walk like that. You know, when you're working, once you make that choice, you're stuck.
You're stuck, exactly.
So every time I walked, I had to walk like that. And they were like, can you walk 6 times as fast and talk 6 times as slow? And I was like, sure. So awkward.
Wow.
So you watch amazing. Those things and you're like, yeah, that looks as awkward as it felt.
Regretting that choice now?
Regretting that immediately.
So we go in and see Cammy actually being followed by Francesca's goon. Why? That was a question I wanted to ask. Does anybody know
I think
why?
Because Cammy is always, like, she was the pastor's niece. She and they know that she's been going across the river to see Marcel, probably.
Well, what happened was they came in and they wanted to know where the White Oak Stake was, and they find out that the last place the White Oak Stake was with the father.
Okay. Yeah. But even before that, they were following her on the street, too, before we got to that.
Exactly. That's
like, when
was
she was coming back from Marcel's.
Oh, when she gives the coffee to them, you mean? And she's
at
like, you've got to be kidding
Francesca's
me.
Francesca's kind of running the town, so she's got eyes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, and I think that she knows that since, you know, she knows about vampires and werewolves, she's in on the whole secret, and she's human, and, you know, just kind of make sure she's not going to get out of line.
Covering all aspects.
You know, you got to make sure. Sure. And she's also paranoid right now because she doesn't know what Klaus is doing.
We haven't seen
it
yet.
Yeah, she's unraveling.
We haven't seen it yet, but my guess is, because I keep asking why is she here, my guess is that Cammy is more dangerous than we've seen so far. I'm thinking that people are catching on to the fact that she's very smart. And so they want to have eyes on her because she does have all of this knowledge. And she also had that whole room of the ninja weapons.
Yeah.
It was literally that ninja star, whatever it was. I mean, she's got power.
Yeah.
She's not a vampire. She's not a wolf, but she's got power.
Yeah. I think it's important for the show, too, to just have a human anchor, you know, somewhere in there. I think that's her role is to kind of, there's so many beings now. Mm-hmm. We have werewolves, we have witches, we have vampires. Like, we need an anchor for the audience to get some perspective, I think.
Absolutely. We do the exact same thing on Vampire Diaries with Maddie Blue Eyes. So we've always said, you know, we need that human element, number one, so we can relate, because I can relate to some of the emotions of vampires, but I can't relate to wanting to suck somebody's blood. That's just, like, not my MO. Maybe
I mean, what do you think's in this cup right now?
Yeah.
Just human blood.
I was thinking gin, but no.
Nope.
No, human blood.
Human blood.
Absolutely.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Just don't spill.
Okay, right. You got your mouth? There you go.
I think it's also just like seeing someone who doesn't have powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of people that have the ability to do all these crazy things. I don't know. That's
it's still
kind of
our
a,
Earth.
Yeah, like, we have to see what it's like to be powerless in the center of all of these people that have that. I don't know. I think that's kind of an interesting aspect.
So I'm starting to like Cammy a lot more. But she goes to see Klaus. try to find Klaus. And no luck, but she finds Elijah, which is one of my best scenes, because at that time when we were watching it, you told us a lot how they were doing the tapings. with the whole, like, when Klaus would see, will be behind her, but not really, and she turns around, he's not there. So how do they take that again?
Oh, you were excited when they do the quick motion.
Yeah, the quick,
when,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was laughing. I was just saying that it's funny to shoot that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, that just giving you, like, a little behind the scenes. But
we love the behind the scenes.
I know, right? That's why I was like, yeah. Oh.
Because you have to actually walk that, and then they fast forward it. You know, yeah. So it's we're just walking.
They put it at like times a thousand.
It doesn't feel cool at all. When
you don't have power. Cool
or like, or whenever I do a spell, they bring out this really awesome old camera. They actually use an old camera that clicks and it shoots. They do run it forwards and backwards, and they just have such interesting ways of doing this. So every time you see those spells where everything kind of gets crazy looking,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, goes into that weird, that weird thing. And anytime you do a spell, so like you're speaking in tongues, and then they're using that kind of old fashioned camera, which is an actual like vintage camera.
From I'm surprised it's not an after effect. That's interesting to hear.
I thought it would be an after effect as well, but it's not.
The other thing that I don't know why I found this to be so fascinating, but that you told us, and I hope you don't mind that I'm saying, is about the candles. About the candles.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's telling us that there's a person on set, because we see candles in every single scene.
There's
a person on set whose job is candles.
Yeah.
That is their sole
instead of the candy lady, it's the candle lady.
They just, you know, because you have candles are very difficult to work with.
Yeah.
First of all, for continuity purposes,
yeah.
you have to make sure they're at the same level.
Yeah.
Second of all, they have to be lit.
Next time you watch a show, just like pay attention to how many candles are in every single thing. Lit candles, they're everywhere, especially in the graveyard. There's 3,000 candles.
That's
it's
so awesome.
Wow.
And it's so beautiful. Like, sometimes I'm just watching the show and I'm like, oh, you guys, like, being there is so cool. And
the set.
The sets are beautiful. I mean, they did such an amazing job. They're pumping in smoke and candles. And my first day, which is why I asked you guys to play Thriller when we came out, they said, what song should we play? And I said, Thriller. He's like, Michael Jackson? I'm like, yep.
I did the same thing. Michael Jackson.
She's like, she's talking about you.
Yeah. Oh, me. Oh.
This happened like 40 minutes ago, sweetie.
Because
it's okay.
I did the same thing as yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
We love you, Cortez.
I have a funny story about that, actually, because that was my first day on set on the season finale when I'm crawling out of the grave.
Okay, yes.
They have the whole cemetery built in Georgia, and they put mud all over me, and I was barefoot, and pumped in all of this. It was fog, but it was freezing cold. I think it might have been like dry ice.
Right,
and probably. Then candles everywhere, and they wanted me I wanted to kind of zombie walk out, like real cool like zombie walk, and they toned it down a bit. They're like, all right, calm down, sweet.
We like what you're bringing to the table, right. But
we see your enthusiasm. Take
you're
it down.
You're at a 10, I need you at a 2.
But it was my first take, and, you know, I don't know these people. I'm new on set, but I'm super goofy as a person, so I'm, like, ready to, like, zombie walk out, and my first take, Thriller comes blasting on the thing, and I'm like, I have to do the dance.
Right, exactly.
But I'm on camera, like, I don't want to ruin the take, but I'm like, come on. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And the director, Matt Hastings, was like, yeah.
I
do it. I
love that.
I hope that comes out on the DVD blooper reel.
I hope so.
After that TV so funny. Exclusive.
Like, the things that went through my head, I'm like, I can't ruin this, can I?
I know. Because
it's my first day, and I'm supposed to be, I got to do it.
You got
to
do it.
I don't want to get fired.
They're blasting it. What are we doing? Yes. It was really funny. That's the set. It's very, like,
they were testing
fun.
You.
It was a test. It was like, how fun is she going to be? And I'm like, oh, I'll play.
I'll
play.
Wow. So back with Cammie and Elijah, she actually notifies Elijah that basically you all should get back with Marcel on the other side of the river. And, of course, Elijah dismisses her.
Right. So they have been separated by this, the fact that where they are. But now that they're going to join forces, we've really got a whole motley crew on our hand. I mean, there's nothing crazier than Elijah, Klaus, and Marcel joining teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to see all the time.
Yeah. And I love how they, you know, went through with their plan. Can we just get to that part? Because that was, like, the highlight. Because I love that in the season premiere, we didn't have to wait for answers with what
was
going to happen with Francesca.
That's
like, they got to it. They went out there. They did what they needed to do. They kill her. They get rid of all these werewolves.
Right.
And, like, you think everything's great and dandy, but you know that Esther, as the audience, we know Esther's there. We know Michael's in a in an attic with Davina. We know all these other things, but I just love that we didn't have to wait for answers That's with true. Francesca and that she's gone because, That's werewolves, man.
With storytelling, it's like when you see when you see that there's a plan in motion, like the audience just wants that satisfaction. And I really like that about this show.
They give
like,
it to us.
They'll
yeah.
give it to you right away, and then they'll surprise you, and they'll be one step ahead of you. Like I love that in the writing because a lot of times when you read stories and you're like, I know what's coming, just get it. Like, come on, do we have to wait 3 episodes to see her die? Like, really? Like, get to it. And it's scary as an actor when you're there because you're like, oh, not me this week because you never know. But at the same time, like, I love that about the storytelling. The writing's really
good. So we go straight into them actually getting to the plan. Like, they are really at it and they're going against Francesca's and her, I call them goons, sorry. against her goons and getting these rings back.
Yeah.
And we get to see Klaus getting stronger.
He gets stronger, and not only that, but we get to see Haley get her satisfaction.
Well, not really.
Well, what she wanted.
Gonna be
right.
And then we get the answers with you that not only are you with Finn, but you're also with Cole.
Cole's coming out of nowhere. I brought
them with me. My two baby boys. I hid them in new bodies.
So but you just like them better. Them better than the other two.
I love them.
Were you standing on the box for that scene?
Which scene?
When you're he came in.
In the end?
Yes.
I don't think I was. No. I didn't have an Apple box, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like,
good things really come in small packages, okay?
Because you delivered a long little
monologue
right there.
You're ready to go. You're ready to go.
That was my first scene that I shot, and it was such a cool set because it was super dark, and then they have 7,000 candles.
Right.
And it was there. That's like the witch's, what they call it. It's not a coven, but it's a room where there's all these like herbs and salts and all these antique bottles, and the props are beautiful. Mm-hmm. So then you're in this place and you're like, yeah, I'm a witch. Like your body right into it. You're like, well, let's make some moonlight rings.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I could do this.
It's really fun.
You probably feel like you actually have the powers.
That's
like,
my favorite line, that scene. Mm-hmm. Daniel's so funny that's playing Cole. He walks in. I say to Vincent, well, at least you're not stuck in the body of a teenager. And then Daniel walks in and says, I love my body.
I know, right?
And he's not the only one.
Every time I burst out laughing because he said it. Even in the table read, the entire room just started busting up laughing because he says it with such like a cocky confidence. And I'm like, it's so him, too.
He's going after Davina. He's getting in with Davina.
I didn't trust him from the start.
It's me, guys. It's me.
It's you.
I'm planting my seeds in all of the aspects of the story. I'm like, you go get Davina. Mm-hmm. Like, you go get Cammy, and you go
take care
of the boys. I think that the worst part of this after show for me right now is that hearing you talk about Esther has made me like her better as a person. Yeah. And I don't want to like Esther right now. But then the thing is, you know, everyone on this show, if you're a fan of Vampire Diaries, you know that Klaus and everyone there, they were bad guys on that show. And, you know, we're over here rooting for the bad guys. There's no real
It's
all gray over here now. But now
you said that.
Yeah, I'm like,
I know. I'm like flabbergasted over here.
There's a lot more coming with, like, Esther's story. And she'll really fight them on it, and she'll be like, boys, like, do you not see how much I love you? Do you not get it? And it's really cool. I love
let's
that.
Let's just all be a happy family living together, Mom.
Let's just all die. Just let me kill you. Let's not that big of a deal.
I don't want a suicide pact right now, Mom. I just want to live.
I know.
I'm sitting here thinking about I'm thinking about last season when I said I didn't like Klaus anymore, and I got so much.
Like, you don't.
Klaus can't die. And I was like, he's evil. I just, this whole time I kept saying
he's
evil.
Klaus has always been the bad guy, like, you know, from Vampire Diaries over to here, but over here, you are rooting for him because we know this family now, and we want them to survive.
You want to see where a villain comes from.
Yeah,
in any story, you're like, how did you become a villain? What happened to you?
Okay.
Like, even just like they just did Maleficent. You know, like they want why is she so evil? Why is she so mad all the time? Like, no one's born that way. That's the same kind of thing. You want to go back in time and be like, what happened to you?
Wow.
And we get to do that in season two.
That's really cool. Well, let's go into predictions, and maybe we can squeeze some good information out of Natalie.
We'll see.
Taking you down to get something out of you.
Don't tickle me, guys. Why is that
I mean, it's a tickle torture. I do have a little, I guess it would go into predictions, but some gossip that's coming
Rebecca,
up.
Rebecca, yes.
Yeah, first of all, the fact that Rebecca might be coming back to the show permanently. There are rumors out there. We can't really say anything because nothing's confirmed yet. Let's just stare at her until she tells us the truth.
we don't
know.
The
but the thing we do know, and I know this because of Vampire Diaries, is that Nina is coming over to the originals for episode 5 as Tatia, who is the original person that both of the brothers, Elijah and Klaus, loved. So she's coming over for an episode.
Mm. Did you know that, Natalie?
Those are my baby boys.
She knows everything.
I'm tight-lipped about them. As any good mother would be.
And she's not going to pick a favorite girl ex-girlfriend of theirs.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm very, very excited for that crossover.
They need good, to,
thank
they
you.
Need to die.
Thank you.
That's my point of view.
My boys need to die.
My
boys
prediction?
Need to die.
I guess my prediction is just that I know Francesca's out of the way now. We've got rid of the Guerrera werewolves. But I think that, I mean, leaving Oliver alive, I feel like the werewolves are going to come back and try and take back over the city again. That'll be my prediction for now. Because Oliver, I mean, we let Oliver live. Like, he's going to not come back with that
Oliver,
hair.
Oliver causes problems. You know, that's his role.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
I think that's a pretty good prediction to predict that he would cause some problems.
I see you trying to let us know something over there.
He's just a problem. Chase is just a problem.
I don't know. Is she trying to steer us in the right
direction? I know, right? I was just like,
wrong? I don't know.
Well, I think with Haley, I think that she's about to, like, run away. I feel like she's just fed up with everything and just going to run away. Because even when she killed Francesca, she was not satisfied. She still felt like, you know, what did she say? I feel like I'm being a vampire. I'm one of you. And that's not the point of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like she's going to, like, stray away somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like Davina still is going to kill Michael. I already said that.
There will be blood.
Well, it's going to be interesting, too. You know, her dealing with the loss of her child in having to give up her child and as a new mom, what all of those emotions, like, we got another mom on set now.
Yeah, I know.
Competition.
Maybe there'll be some discussions between the two of them about what it's like to be a
mother. It was your grandchild, too, so.
A mother in need.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some of that coming out. We'll see.
That's okay. A little bit of an exclusive. We got something. I was tickling around under the table. You didn't know.
All right. Well, Natalie, tell us a little bit. What are you working on right now other than originals?
I go back next week. Mm-hmm. And I just finished Two Broke Girls, and which was really cool because I got to do a comedy in between my supernaturalness. but other than that, I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things before I leave again. I feel like I'm always on an airplane.
Wow.
I just went to Europe during my little my little hiatus for my first time. So that was really cool.
Yay.
I took my mom and my aunt and my family friend and went to Europe. I went to Italy and France and
awesome.
That's so
London,
awesome.
And it was really cool. I think it was from working with all of these guys. They're all from different parts of the world. You know?
Yes.
A lot of them are from London or New Zealand or France. And just in talking to them, I felt this urge to see the world. And it was the first time I've really felt like that. And I really attribute that to them. Me and Sebastian had dinner once, and he's from France, and he was like, have you ever been there? You seem like a French girl. And I was like, what are you doing with me? Sebastian. And I just got it into my head that I wanted to go to Paris after that, and I knew that I had this little break coming up, and I really wanted to take advantage of that. And nice. So I got to do that. That was really cool.
It was so much fun to have you on the show today. Thanks for adding AfterBuzz TV to that trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely appreciate that.
It was so fun to watch it with you guys because you guys are so passionate about it.
Thank you.
And thanks for giving us all our tidbits.
Yeah.
A lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
That was really fun.
With our $500 remote.
They have a very fancy remote here.
Like, what can we find you at on social media?
It's my name, at Natalie Dreyfus, and Twitter and Instagram.
Easy enough, people. Roxy, where can we find you, love?
You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Aww. Right.
We make it easy.
And you can find me everywhere at the Tiana Hobson.
Wow. That's it? Everything?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, wow. You can find me on all the social medias at Cortez G West. Look us up. Make sure you also follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you.
Thanks
guys
for
so
watching,
much.
You guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.